interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
In other news,
and then repeat the substance of the bulletin.
Reports just in.
Welcome to Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting. Starting things off here with a bang. A child on an Easter egg hunt organized by a preschool group in an English village stumbled upon an unexpected surprise. A hand grenade.
Let's light him up.
The area was cordoned off and a bomb disposal squad destroyed the grenade in a controlled explosion. According to Stuart Moffat, a parent attending with his child, said, "We were beginning to count up the eggs at the end of the hunt, and I saw a boy of three standing on an object. It was brown and about 4 inches high. It looked like an Easter egg, but it was actually a hand grenade. I was shocked."
I'm still in shock.
"The boy who was standing on it thought it was a rock. The leaders did a great job keeping the children calm. The grenade was believed to have been a relic from World War II. Florida authorities say a woman offered them no good explanation for her being naked in a parked car. A deputy found Tammy Roseman au naturel in the front seat of her boyfriend's car while investigating a disturbance on the afternoon of March 23rd. The investigator deduced alcohol probably had something to do with the situation, and she was busted for disorderly intoxication.
It takes a lot of alcohol to take me down."
Roseman's boyfriend told deputies the nudity didn't begin in her car. He said he came home earlier in the day, found her naked, drunk, and busting up the place. The arrest was not the first for the 40-year-old Roseman that involved a public exposure. She was busted last year for allegedly dropping her pants as a school bus full of elementary kids passed by. Classy chick. I think she's a keeper. And in a slow speed chase, the California Highway Patrol said a crane thief who led police on a short chase knocked over 10 power poles while attempting to flee.
"Put on an APB for a male suspect driving."
Investigators said the 54-year-old Jerry Don Klontz stole the crane at 1 a.m. and led police on a short chase that resulted in the utility poles being knocked down, leaving about 300 homes without electricity, according to KTXL-TV in Sacramento. Klontz was charged with stealing a vehicle, possession of stolen property, assault with a deadly weapon, felony evading, destroying public utilities, and felony vandalism. Stole a crane. Couldn't you have just run alongside it and jumped up there and arrested him? Can't be moving that fast. That's Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting.